7 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. With Uncle Homer as our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. After getting through the semantics, and we're always up for semantics around here, of the Jordan Love control. I think, isn't that what they use in baseball? Organizational control of a player with
team arbitration. Control option or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, yes, they can franchise tag him. This is... I just was skimming through some different folks' timelines on X, and I did not hear Diana Rossini say this. I don't know if she said it on The Athletic and their podcast stuff, or I know she and Jen Latta are good friends, and I know she's appeared on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy 7 to 9 every weekday on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. But that she's, that Diana Rossini, apparently, and again, I cannot vouch for the veracity of this, said that it'll be done in the next few weeks. Not next few days, next few weeks. I did not hear her say that. If that is an accurate depiction of what Diana said, then maybe I have been underselling the concern level here. And maybe Homer with his I'm not worried until 2027 is the right one when we come to this. Let's get to a few of the texts you've gotten, Jesse. What else you got?
This one from an 815 area code. Why would Jordan want to put that kind of pressure on himself being the highest paid quarterback when he's largely still unproven? Couldn't he take a team-friendly deal and still be one of the top 10 paid quarterbacks and then get his payday next time around if he reaches his potential?
All right, 815, Illinois?
I'll check.
Okay. I always like playing that game, even when Tausch isn't here. Secondly, speaking of Tausch, as he has talked about, as Brian Bulaga has talked about, look, there is an even someone who seems, Homer, as low ego as Jordan Love, there is something to wanting to be the highest paid player at your position. Money equals respect in the NFL.
Hold on. No, for Jordan Love, that's stupid. He's smarter than that.
Are you sure?
Yes. He's not holding out. If he is, he's stupid, and there are people around him stupid. Should Jordan Love be the highest, you know, be the highest played quarterback in the league? No. He knows that.
I think based on merit, Patrick Mahomes should be.
Yeah, well, or...
Because that's not how it works. You come on now. You live in the real world.
Yes, I know, but he has not done enough.
Guys that don't deserve to be highest paid.
Correct.
If they're Brett Favre taught me this many years ago. He signed his 10-year, $100 million deal, and he said that someone's going to surpass it because it's when you are hitting your contract opportunity, correct, not whether or not you're the best player in the league.
But if you'd have asked him, is someone going to surpass him who's played only really well half a season, he would have said no.
Yeah, but again, as we discussed with Brian Bulaga, the doctor of football who joins Homer twice a week on the Homer Hour, including tonight, he signed an extension, and it wasn't really an extension because he was on the precipice of free agency. He was getting calls, or his agent Tom Condon was getting calls from other teams. In 2015, he got 5 years, $33.75 million. He had, as he said yesterday, he had a fight to get $8 million guaranteed. Fast forward 9 years and what's happened with this league. 9 years, which is not an eternity. Penei Sewell, the right tackle for the Detroit Lions, got 4 years, $112 million, and $85 million guaranteed. That is not inflation. That is, this league is totally different than it was when Brian Bulaga was getting that contract. And so quarterbacks are the epitome of that because, look, I like Jared Goff more than most people, it would seem.
And he's done it for much longer than Jordan Love.
And I think he's overpaid.
Fine.
I think Trevor Lawrence got way more than he deserves.
And he's played much longer than Jordan Love. My point is,
and
no play, aside from all the things you're saying.
You're right.
Thank you.
Look, I know you need to hear this from time to time.
And do you think I'm right that Jordan Love is wrong to hold out to be the highest paid player in the league?
No, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he doesn't deserve, based on his resume, to be the highest paid quarterback. It doesn't matter. The world's gone mad with the money that the NFL has to throw around.
It has not gone mad with a player with so little experience. Yet, you would agree, this would be the first for a player with such little experience to get the level that he would be at.
No doubt, and I still believe in my bones that that is the holdup here. That his people want to make him the highest paid player in the league and the Packers don't.
I think the Packers might agree to it if the guaranteed money isn't real large.
Right, and then it's a phony baloney. Right, and then it's a phony baloney highest paid quarterback. Much like Trevor Lawrence being tied with Joe Burrow with $70 million less guaranteed in his contract is the same.
Yeah. It's between these two things, that's what's going on. I think so.
All right. So, again, we will see. This could all be moot within a day or two or three. If that's the case, great. If not, then we're going to be having more of these conversations.
The date is family night, and for the really big deal is August 30th.
Sure.
Because we're not dealing with just one thing. We got different levels here.
Yeah, for me, there is. Yeah, I'm a nuanced guy. I know you know that.
No, that's fine. I'm happy to, whatever standard you set, I'm going to use, because then I want to, that we'll see what others see as the uh-oh and the really big deal.
August 30th would be 1 week from the opener.
Okay.
Family night is 1 week from Saturday.
Do we have something bigger than a really big deal?
Oh, blank. His deal isn't done by the time the plane leaves for Sao Paulo.
By game time. Game time, right? OS, right?
Oh, blank. S. If he's not starting a quarterback in Sao Paulo.
No, if it hasn't been resolved. Or not starting,
DEFCON Peacock.
Yeah. Jesse, give me some more text messages.
Michael in Oregon. I do not understand why the public generally believes the Packers didn't try to get a contract done in May. Maybe they did offer a Daniel Jones or Goff-like contract. Why doesn't anyone blame the agent for saying no or saying we're not negotiating until Lawrence or Tua signs? That's a high possibility that happened, isn't it?
I want to interject here quickly. I know I'm interrupting, but never blame the agent. Never. If you have a complaint on Jordan Love's side, he gets 1,000% of the blame. Those people work for him. Done.
I kind of like that rule that your 8-year-old granddaughter put in about the no interrupting. So here's the deal, Michael. I think we know from ample evidence with other players that the Green Bay Packers offers... In general, not always, but Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams, Brian Bulaga. Some players just get told, we're not offering you anything. Like they did to Micah Hyde with six games left in his final season in Green Bay. Which, by the way, was a colossal mistake. They are lowballers. Like, I don't know about anybody else, but like... You know, we like to joke about my Facebook marketplace. If I'm selling 1,000 hangers for $50 and you offer me $10, I'm not replying to you. I'm not countering your offer. And so if the Packers' opening offer was Daniel Jones' money, we don't live in the world that Daniel Jones' contract was signed in. It's a different world now. And so we can't blame the agent or Jordan Love because we want him to be playing, and I'm with you. I want him to be playing, too. I like Jordan. You've heard that 1,000 times on this show. I think they're a pretty darn good football team when he's under center. But I'm not going to ever, again, I don't think there's a lot of parallels between real-world jobs and NFL jobs, but are you really going to take so much less than someone else who is in the same position as you and you're just going to do it because you want it resolved? Like, you have to do what's right for you, and that's what he is doing. And it is not a big deal yet. It is not an uh-oh deal yet. I do agree that there are points where that could be, but if the Packers offered him a crappy offer, is it on the agent and Jordan Love to just take it so it's taken care of? No, it's not. Now, if they offered the Jared Goff contract, it's a pretty good contract. $175 million guaranteed is nothing to sneeze at. An average of $53 million a year is nothing to sneeze at. So Michael's point on that one, okay, I'll take that one, but not Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones averages $40 million a year. Jordan Love's in position to average 56, 57, whatever. Like, no, no. I don't have a problem with them saying no to that. Jesse, let's do one more text message before we move forward.
Oh, I actually didn't have it ready, but...
Then never mind.
Rippin' Rona, Homer is the most unserious person with his take. I just imagine him eating Thanksgiving dinner, watching Sean Clifford throwing picks, saying to his family, still not worried. Rippin' Rona.
Nicely done.
It's pretty good, actually. You gotta say, it's pretty good.
Wanted to get that one in there.
All right, good. That worked out great. Hey, let's play some trivia, shall
Thanks.
We? Jesse, what are today's categories? We got to play double trivia today,
it
don't
is
we?
Double trivia because we didn't do trivia on Monday, being the first day of training camp. So, one trivia category, hashtag this is my crew for the Milwaukee Brewers, Brewers trivia. One category, hashtag go pack go for Packers trivia.
All right. I like it. I like it a
Should
lot.
Should we give the contestant the
yes.
option?
Yes. You
right.
get, if you're the first caller, you get to pick. Caller 5 and caller 10. No, caller 6 and caller 10. Caller 6, that's Sean Clifford's new number. Caller 10,
nice.
That's Jordan Love's current number. Caller 6 and caller 10 to play trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 6, caller 10, we'll play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Because I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me. I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad when you annoy yourself. So irritating. No, don't want to be my friend no more. I want to be somebody else. Yeah.
Time for trivia. Jesse apparently has taken it upon himself to get the draft taken care of ahead of time. I was gonna have Justin choose. Or was it Austin that picked?
That's a good point. I didn't have to do it that way, I suppose.
Yeah, well, you did anyway. All right, let's welcome in our contestants.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I never said thank you, as opposed to what Homer said to Ricardo in Canada. Our contestants are, first, Justin in Verona. Justin, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We're happy to have you. And then contestant numero two is Austin in Beechwood. Beechwood aged. Austin, good morning. How are you?
Living the dream.
Oh, nice. Nice Homer reference. I like it. All right. Let's start with the Brewers question, number one, which means we will start with Austin. Question one, Austin, is this. Which All-Star player just began a stint on the 10-day injured list?
Yelich.
Woo! Jesse, sorry, we're not going to get to your very funny and always taking a shot at Craig Counsell, answer number three.
It's Austin, a shame there in last place.
Way to preempt that. Yeah, way to preempt that. That was really good, Austin. I'm very happy about
trying to make Tarek Tosh proud.
You are. We have no idea where he is, but wherever he is, he's proud of you. All right, Justin, question one for you, sir. Which Packers player returned to practice yesterday as a limited participant after starting training camp on the non-football injury list? Was it Jaden Reed, Kenny Clark, or Sean Clifford, which would explain a lot?
Jaden Reed.
Well done. Nicely done. Yes, he had a toe injury, and he is back. Not yet taking part in 11 on 11. All right. Austin, question two on the Brewers trivia. If the season ended today, which it doesn't, and there'd be a lot of people mad because they've got tickets to future games, which seed would the Brewers be entering the wild card round of the National League postseason? Would they be the 2 seed, the 3 seed, or the 4 seed?
The 3 seed.
Austin, strong start. 2 for 2.
And the Dodgers are only like a game and a half up on them.
Wake me in September. Question number 2 on Packers trivia for Justin is this. Which opponent are the Packers set to face in their first preseason game on Saturday, August 10th? Is it the Cleveland Browns, the Denver Broncos, or the Baltimore Ravens?
We'll go with the Browns.
If you were listening a week or so ago and I wasn't sure which one was first, Tausch accused me of giving out false information, and he was so nice not to correct me. Yes, it is indeed the Browns. All right, question 3. Homer, you still awake over there?
Ready to go. By the way, I did want to say I did not say I have trouble sleeping. I can fall asleep and get tired at any point of the day. I'm a naturally phenomenally good sleeper. Sorry.
Thank you for clarifying. But you get tired? You get tired, huh?
Yeah.
That's why you're yawning and stretching now?
Yeah, I could take a nap right now.
Okay, yeah, me too. All right, question 3. Austin, on the Brewers trivia, is this. The 19-year-old son of which former Brewers player?
Prince Fielder.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Woo!
Jesse, do Ricky Weeks or Ben Sheets also have children that are coming up in the pipeline?
They both have kids. I don't know where they're at in life.
By the way, the definition of old is when a player's grandfather you remember seeing play.
That's true, but you also saw Don Hutson play live, so you're old.
Nice.
All right, question 3 in Packers trivia. So we've got a perfect day going.
Yeah, this could be a big one.
Justin, can you pull it off? Question 3 is this. Newly signed Packers quarterback, Jacob Eason. Wait a minute. I don't think this is correct.
What? I looked at a roster this morning.
I don't think this is correct. So we're going to have
boy.
To pivot here.
Oh, boy.
Just I got it. I got it.
All right, you're on your own. Good luck.
I got it. I got it. So here,
been a while since we've had an incident.
Yeah. Do you still keep that tote board?
Back to zero.
All right. So here,
I checked the team roster this morning.
I don't think you did. Or you just highlighted the wrong person. All right. Here we go. Newly signed quarterback Jacob Eason currently wears the same jersey number as which other Packers player? Is it Greg Joseph, Quay Walker, or Christian Watson?
We'll go Christian Watson.
Yeah, well, Jesse thinks that's true.
I don't know.
Unfortunately, Jacob Eason is wearing number 7. And I saw him doing it yesterday.
I believe you.
Practice. And Quay Walker also wears number 7. I'm going to publicly apologize. Jesse screwed up that question, and I think it broke our mojo, Justin.
It's different. It was 9 this morning. It is 7 now on the Packers.
It was not. Okay.
Yeah, I promise you it was 9.
Yeah, I was looking at this morning. It was 9.
Yeah.
And you were. Okay. I apologize, Justin. Jesse, of course, quickly passing the buck to Packers.com. I was at practice yesterday. Yeah. He was wearing number 7 during the practice. By the way,
must have the forecaster
Michael
in charge of the
Pratt,
roster.
Michael Pratt wearing the same number as Anders Carlson, which is also strange. You would think they'd have enough numbers to go around. All right. Austin got all 3 right. He's got 4 entries into tomorrow's drawing. Justin, unfairly or not, you got 2 out of 3 right. You've got 3 of the possible 4 entries. Guys, we appreciate you both playing. Thank you.
Love you guys. So.
I love you guys.
All right.
All right. No more questions about guys that just got signed.
That was a bit of a debacle.
We won't do that anymore.
Debacle. Now, debacle. Debacle.
I even looked it up.
I'm looking at Packers.com.
Yeah, I see so am
Jacob
I.
Eason, seven. Quay Walker, seven.
I wish I could go back in time and show you a seven this morning.
I wish you could go back in time and write the question that would have had the right information. What we don't have to go back in time to hear is Tausch talking about his love for Coors Light, because we can hear him do that next as we get ready for Whoa Nelly.
Mark Tauscher here for the Blue Mountains of cold, refreshing Coors Light. Whether you're on vacation, relaxing in the summer heat, or just need a moment to chill, crack open a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light. Coors Light is brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lagered, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's actually made to chill. The mountains on Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans, they turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection, which, besides the refreshing taste, is my favorite thing about drinking Coors Light. Refreshingly cold and only 102 calories. Coors Light is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
While I fiddle with my studio television, time now for Jesse to deliver Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, so I'm not going to be on the show tomorrow, so I want to ask you this question today, because I'm also curious on Homer's response to it. The Olympic opening ceremonies take place tomorrow. I think they're actually live during the day, but it'll air on NBC, starting at 6:30 tomorrow night. And Peacock. A lot of Peacock run for the next 2 weeks for Tausch with the Olympics. Olympic opening ceremonies. Overrated, underrated, or properly rated? How do each of you feel about it?
Good question. Homer, are you still awake?
I am, yes. I didn't think I was a part of this segment.
All right, so behind the scenes, quickly, Jesse, are you able to talk to Homer?
I am not. No, if I try to talk to Homer, it goes over the air, so we can't do that.
Okay, so we probably need to communicate with him somehow, because Jesse just made the command decision that you were not going to take part in trivia.
That's fine.
That's like me passing the buck on Packers.com.
Well, it's factual, though. And the point of the matter is that we would like to keep you engaged and, more importantly, awake. So,
hey, Homer, how do you feel about the Olympic opening ceremonies?
Perfect. Thank you.
I don't. The archery. I saw the archery in Barcelona. There's no way it can be as good as that. And I don't even think they don't have fancy clothes anymore, and I don't think they do it in a – it's differently done, the opening ceremony. I don't think it's as flashy as in the past. But
no, I'm pretty sure it's still flashy.
No, I don't care. I'll have no interest in watching it.
Awesome. Great start.
I'm interested.
I enjoy the opening ceremonies. I love pomp and circumstance. And so I am looking forward to it. I will not. Jesse, you said
you like
when
the Rose Bowl or the Rose Bowl parade? Which is better?
I like both. They are not mutually exclusive.
I have not questioned about that coming up, which is better?
No, that's not what you asked. You said, do you like the Rose Bowl or the Rose Bowl parade? And I said, I like both. Now, if you want to ask which is better, that would be a different question.
Which do you like better? Which do you like better?
God, is it?
I think you're interrupting me from finishing the question.
Am I fun to be around, or am I annoying to be around?
Because both.
There is a precision to the word choices that I demand from people, and right there is a perfect example. I prefer the game over the Rose Parade. And I prefer the opening ceremonies to the closing ceremonies? I don't know.
No one likes the closing ceremonies.
Whoa, Nelly!
Speaking Speaking of the Rose Parade, so yesterday a report came out. So college football, you may be familiar, is expanding to a 12-team playoff.
That's a great move. So that means you'll have
the opening round, which takes place in like mid to late December, around like let's say the 20th of December is when the opening round is. Then the quarterfinals will take place around New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Obviously, that's when the Rose Bowl has been traditionally played. The semifinals then take place a week later, and then the championship game. The Rose Bowl, because of the pageantry of the Rose Parade then leading into the Rose Bowl game, has requested to be played on January 1st at its usual time every year, which means it would not be part of the rotation to be a playoff semifinal or championship location.
If they're that stupid, give them what they want. The Rose Bowl's dead. It's over. It's done. This has the name, but I can't believe they would say that.
So while many have advocated for years that the Rose Bowl should be like where the championship game is played every year, now they're saying they want to be a quarterfinal every year. They don't even want to be one of the two semifinals because they want to be on New Year's Day after the parade.
Mm-hmm. They're that stupid. Give it to them.
I can't tell if Jason stopped listening or if he's just not interested.
I'm trying to give Homer the floor. That's all. Because I feel like he, you know, otherwise he disengages and falls asleep.
I was close to falling asleep. Another five. Yes, that would have been historic. I think Tommy Lasorda has the most famous falling asleep, but I might have made top
Mike
five.
Mike Sherman at the scouting combine, in the power rankings of falling asleep at an event. All right. My friend John McClane, not the character played by Bruce Willis in Die Hard, but the longtime columnist for the Houston Chronicle, once fell asleep during a radio appearance, which got a lot of attention as he started snoring. Mm-hmm. That never happened to me on my appearances with Homer, even at Night Night with Uncle Homie once upon a time. I think this is stupid by the Rose Bowl. It's crazy how the synergy of this conversation went, though. As someone who enjoys both the Rose Bowl game and the parade, I think you adjust the parade to be part of the playoff in the years in which you're not able to be the you're a semifinal game or whatever else. This makes no sense to me whatsoever either. Homer said it more succinctly by saying it's stupid. If they're going to be that dumb, let them do whatever they want.
Whoa, Nelly!
The Rose Bowl checks in at number 2 of ESPN's best college football stadiums. Camp Randall Stadium is number 8 on that list. Homer, do you think that's overrated, underrated, or properly rated for Camp Randall?
I've never given a hoot about any stadiums. I grew up in South Bend, so I saw New Rockne Stadium. The only thing amazing to me is it's exactly the same stadium as Lambeau Field. But other than that, I've never had one opinion about a stadium in my entire life.
What?
I don't care where you play. Like, play in the backyard. Who's the better team?
You haven't had an opinion on Pfizer Forum versus the Bradley Center or AmFam Field versus County
Stadium?
Don't
care. All I care about the team. No, never. No opinion ever. Nope. What difference does it make?
Like having a roof on the stadium, you had no opinion
on that? Roof is a different story. Roof is not a stadium. Yes, the roof was a great idea in Minnesota. A bunch of losers enforced their fans to play in the cold. But the roof is a different deal. I want a roof at Lambeau Field.
Well, there's an opinion about a stadium.
No, it's not about picking a stadium. It's about roof. That's different. You asked me to compare stadiums. I've never given them.
It's about a roof. It's not about a stadium. It's about a roof on a stadium.
Fine, whatever. He was comparing. All right, yeah, compare. What is it in the Twin Cities? Target Field versus AmFam. AmFam because it's got a roof.
We should have given Homer this segment off too.
Every stadium roof will determine whether it's better or not.
Okay. This is actually interesting to me because I have friends in Minneapolis that love Target Field, that think it is beautiful, picturesque, outstanding stadium. I don't understand, and I think it was a spatial thing. I'll have to ask them. But I don't understand how you would ever build a new stadium when they did build that one, which is what? It's like 10 years old now, maybe more?
That's cheap. They didn't want to spend the... I think it's...
How do you not have a retractable roof? Like, yeah. I understand not wanting a dome, like the Metrodome. Yeah. But the idea of not having a roof available to you to make sure
Let me just tell everybody, the toughest sports fans in the world are in the Twin Cities. They let a hockey team go long ago. You want this? Hockey? Bye. If you'll let hockey team go, they're the toughest fans in the world.
I think that's probably a little bit of an oversimplification. I do believe it was the owner that caused that to play out the way it did, not necessarily just Minnesota North Stars fans. But be that as it may, yes, they let in the
you figure out a damn way to keep the professional hockey team here
in the state of hockey. They call themselves the state of hockey, and then they didn't have a hockey team in the NHL. You're right,
Homer. No opinion on the Bears moving from Soldier Field out to the suburbs. There's nothing
Zero.
On that. No,
they're not doing that though, right?
No, well, it's a little uncertain at this point, I think. Sure. Still,
where's Sylvie when we need him? All right, that is it for Woe Nelly. Homer is going to stay awake for one more segment as we wrap things up today with him as our Cousins of the Day. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Watch every ESPN Madison show live every day. Subscribe to ESPN Madison on YouTube for live video of every show and exclusive content. Just search ESPN Madison.
Since you're always preparing for the show, the funnel system that you have, from 5 to 6 today on the world's shortest sports talk show, which used to be the world's greatest sports talk show, it's you and Brian Bulaga again, and I am scheduled to appear?
Yeah, so I really have to do even less prep generally if it was about the show, because I just listened to the two of you, and it's awesome because Buaga, the doctor of football, has enough curiosity that he actually asks you questions, which is amazing
nice.
Because I would assume in that period you would ask him. He's the guy who played in the league, future Packer Hall of
and
Famer,
I do.
But he has that curiosity, which makes him very special.
Unfortunately, no one asked me about the Cardinals softball team last night that we had our last game of the season. I guess we'll have to get to that tomorrow, Jesse.
I'll never ask about that.
You should have.
No.
We got to go. We're done.
Man,
show's
I want to thank you for not following Twitter and all the responses I had, because you would have gotten very irritated. Bye.
That's it for us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.